Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program marks our 5th anniversary of Into the Light. We started playing the music of women composers the first week of the new century, and here we are 5 years later, coming to you each week and, with the exception of some summer encore programs, having rarely repeated a piece. As I have done each year on our anniversary, I will again mark the occasion by playing orchestral music, as I did on the very first broadcast of Into the Light. This program will include the composers Sally Beamish, Joanna Mueller-Herman, Margaret Brower, and Jennifer Higdon. Sally Beamish was born in London in 1956. Although she always considered herself a composer, having started to write music at age 4, her career as a violist took precedence until the late 1980s, when a series of events coincided that radically changed her career. She had her first child and didn't want to spend her life constantly touring. The drive to compose was ever stronger, and offers were coming in. Then her viola was stolen, which made her reassess her position. Her cellist husband, having returned from working in Scotland, thought there were opportunities there and that she should consider moving north. The move proved to be very stimulating. There is a strong sense of heritage in the arts in Scotland, and this is linked to the incredible surroundings and the feeling of community and mutual support. And there are far more opportunities in a small country. One is immediately more visible. As a violist, Beamish played with such ensembles as Lontano and the London Sinfonietta. Some of the music was conducted by the composers, so she was working with people like Oliver Newsom and Luciano Berio, both of whom agreed to look at her scores. Newsom gave her a series of lessons on train journeys between concerts, and these were the only regular composition lessons she ever had. But by playing in contemporary ensembles, she also learnt what it means to play a new piece of music and how important it is that the material is well prepared and well written for the instruments. In that way, she reminds me of Joan Tower, who is as much a pianist as she is a composer and who learnt a similar lesson performing with a da capo chamber ensemble which she founded. I think a good way to begin this first broadcast of 2005 is with a piece by Sally Beamish entitled The Day Dawn. The composer writes that it is based on an old Shetland fiddle tune of the same name, which was traditionally played at the winter solstice to mark the dawn of the lengthening days. Dedicated to her friend, Chris Jamieson, who was living in Shetland when her young daughter died, the piece symbolizes new beginnings, recalling the sense of calm she felt on the day of the funeral, dawning bright after a week of rain.